The high price of gasoline once again has political leaders talking about stimulating domestic oil production. Alaska's governor, Frank Murkowski, is frustrated by the opposition to drilling on the coastal plain of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. He's inviting the oil industry to drill just offshore. In a highly controversial move, Murkowski announced this week that he will sell leases in state waters that extend 3 miles off the coast. NPR's Elizabeth Arnold reports.
Frank Murkowski spent 2 decades on Capitol Hill as a senator trying to open up the refuge to drilling. Now, as governor, with Congress still in a stalemate over the issue, he's taking matters into his own hands.
This 3-mile limitation is under the authority of the state of Alaska, which is a sovereign in that sense. And it's my intention to include the state offshore Anwar tracts in our October 2004 Beaufort Sea area statewide lease sale.
It takes an act of Congress to allow drilling on land in the refuge, but some 350,000 acres offshore is under state control.
It's a solid answer to America's energy shortage, and it's providing more energy. And that's what this country needs, and Alaska is prepared to do so.
While the move is a surprise and has caused some alarm among environmentalists, it may be more political maneuver than solution to America's thirst for oil. In the 1990s, ARCO and its partners spent $100 million on a prospect 16 miles offshore, but despite estimates of billions of barrels of oil, abandoned it 3 years later. The federal government had its own lease sale further out in the Beaufort Sea last September, and no one bid on the tracts offshore of the refuge. Larry Persily, an analyst for Petroleum News, says the problem is getting the oil out.
I think it's questionable how feasible it is. You've got to find, I believe, a very large pool of oil to justify the expense and the risks of having a long undersea pipeline. Plus, the native community, the North Slope Borough, they have long opposed offshore activity because it's much riskier than drilling on land if something goes wrong.
The nearby native community of Kaktovik has lobbied long and hard for drilling on land within the refuge, but their embrace of oil development stops at the water's edge. Their subsistence relies on whaling. If there's one thing they can agree on with the environmental community, it's that spills at sea with ice are far more difficult to contain than those on land. Murkowski made it clear in a press conference announcing the lease sale that he does have an underlying strategy. He says if opponents fear the repercussions of drilling offshore, they may rethink their opposition to drilling onshore. Matthew Nemirsky, who follows energy issues for Defenders of Wildlife, says it's a foolish attempt at brinksmanship.
It would seem that he's attempting to call our bluff on this. However, we aren't bluffing with respect to the refuge. We intend to continue to fight to protect it. And I think we would be forced to seek whatever relief we could under state law if he plans to drill in state waters also.
While attempts to open up the refuge to drilling were stripped out of the energy bill languishing on Capitol Hill, the issue has already surfaced in presidential politics. The Bush campaign has begun airing an ad saying gas prices would be even higher if Democratic challenger John Kerry was in charge, pointing to his support of increased gas taxes. Kerry responded this week, reiterating his opposition to opening the refuge and saying the Bush administration is pretending that America can drill its way out of its energy problems. Elizabeth Arnold, NPR News, Anchorage.